Hi, is John there?
Who's calling?
Jeff?
Jeff from?
Sault Ste. Marie, Canada.
Excuse me?
I'm in Sault Ste. Marie, Canada.
And you're calling for what purpose?
Oh, I just had a quick question about a picture I saw that he took.
A picture he took?
Yes.
With what kind of a picture?
A picture from September 11th.
Oh, one moment.
Thanks.
I got some guys in calling about your September 11th
picture. Yes, sir. John Sigriff, can I help you?
Hi, Mr. Sigriff. Sorry to bother you, sir, but my name is Jeffrey Hill. I'm just calling you from Canada. I just happened to come across your picture on the Internet.
Right.
I was wondering, did you have more than the one picture that I seen with the explosion, or?
I captured a bunch of the building before the plane hit, and then I have a bunch of pictures that were taken after the plane hit. Probably not worth notation. That photo made about 80 papers throughout the United States.
Yeah, I've seen all over the Internet. It shows all the papers. Did you happen to see the plane coming in at all? Or?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I was less than 200 feet from that building when the plane hit.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Oh.
And do you remember hearing it coming in or anything before it hit the building?
Absolutely. Yeah, are you with a paper, or this is just for your own knowledge?
Just for my own curiosity.
Yeah, I did hear the plane powering up. You could actually, I heard it before I saw it, because that part of Lower Manhattan, you don't have a very, you know, so many tall buildings around. I had no way of knowing that another plane was coming in.
And you actually saw it just kind of like, it looks like it just disappears right into the building.
I thought I had a picture of just the nose hitting the building, but that one split second with the plane going 600 miles an hour, you know, the picture I took, which I wasn't even sure if I captured that in the moment. I didn't find out until about 20 minutes later. I had it developed, and I tried giving it to the New York Times and the Post, but I couldn't get through. I live on Long Island, so I wound up giving it to Newsday. It was the first newspaper that had it, and then they gave it out to Associated Press.
Yeah. But they, like, when you said you were just, like, you were right under the tower, I guess, almost, eh?
I was, I could throw a ball, it would have hit the second tower.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, less than 200 feet, less than a football field away.
Like, when you watched it go in, like, I mean, it looks like in the videos it just goes in from, like, nose to tail, and it just, like, melds right into the building with no...
Exactly right, like, you know, and it just cut into the building like butter, and, you know, after that, I didn't really stick around to see what was happening, because there was a lot of debris coming down from the building and the plane, so I actually ran up to Broadway and tucked into a lobby until things stopped coming down from the World Trade Center and the plane, and then, when I looked down the block where I was standing, there were many people that were, you know, covered with debris that just stood there with their mouths open and didn't have the good sense to run.
Yeah. I had talked to some people. A lot of the same thing that I hear from people is that it seemed like it was really quiet. Like, some people that have told me, like, it flew right over their head, but they didn't hear it.
No, I heard it before I saw it, and I was literally on... Chambers Street. I had one foot up on the ground, one foot. Chambers Street and Cedar is the street that I was standing next to. People said, oh, you had a telephoto lens. That was a $10 throwaway Instamatic camera that I took that with.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good quality picture.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, you know, the color and everything in it. Did you notice anything weird about it or anything?
No, I just knew at that point in time we were under attack, but before that we never, you know, we just thought the first plane was an accident.
Yeah.
All the emergency vehicles and police department and medical buildings that were, you know, medical people around, it was not clear at that time. It's when I saw that plane.
Like, did you see it coming in from far out or just like...
No, split second? Just literally 2 seconds before it hit. Just caught the corner of my eye, and I heard it before I saw it.
So you must have heard, like, a loud noise from, like, all over, kind of?
No, it was, you just heard a noise from a plane throttling you. When you're taking off the plane, you know how they throttle up, and this guy had increased. If you watch the video or see any old video, you actually hear him throttling up, and it, you know, depends on which channel captured it, because after the first plane, there was a lot of news crew that was down in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
I worked on Wall Street.
And you didn't notice like any pieces of the planes breaking off as it went in, eh? I guess it happened so fast, though. Well, so that's kind of what's
landing gear on the street that I was. There was a lot of parts of the plane. There was tires. There were.
Like, did you actually see this yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I was right there. Yeah, and I had stopped along the way. When I worked at 111 Wall Street, it's about a half a mile away, and I knew it was a big plane that hit the building before I even got to the building because of the boarding passes I picked up. I picked up about 8 boarding passes of people that were on the first plane that hit.
Really?
Yeah. And it was, Lower Manhattan was like a ticker tape parade, you know, with the amount of debris that was coming out of the building, you know, paper, stocks, just papers, the laminate, seatbelt and oxygen mask sign that comes with all the planes. I found one of those. But I just, all I kept were the boarding passes. I kept on putting them in the pocket because those are unique size. And I gave them to Newsday with, I didn't want them to print it because I didn't want people finding out that their families were on the plane.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, I don't know if you've ever followed anything, if you ever looked on the internet about all the controversy about what happened that day.
Yeah, there's a lot. I was there. It was for real. You know.
Oh, like, yeah, like people don't say it and it didn't happen.
Other people that, you know, didn't show up for work the next day, and I had a few people that I knew that they never found any parts of their bodies that, you know, it was what it was. It was this country under attack.
Yeah, it's just like I've read a lot with a lot of like professional like structural engineers and physicists and stuff like that that say that like a normal aluminum plane, commercial airplane, wouldn't be able to just disappear into a building the way it did.
Well, it did. I saw it. I'm an eyewitness, and I could swear to any statement that that happened. You know, it's the fuel. Anything burns when it gets hot enough, and once the one tower went down, I knew the second tower was going to go, and, you know, I always get a kick out of hearing that. People that even watched it on TV and questioned, you know, it happened the way it happened. I was there, and I'd swear on a stack of Bibles that, you know, this was not something that made up director made, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, I did give an interview one day to somebody from Canada. There wasn't that much video, but it was more of a radio interview that I did about 2 years later, and they had asked a few questions just like you were.
Oh, yeah?
Can I ask how you got my number?
I just typed your name into the White Pages search engine on the computer.
Really? Because I have an unlisted number. I was wondering how you came across that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it's on there. Yeah.
All right, sir. I hope that answered all your questions.
Do you mind if I asked you, what's your profession?
At that time, I was a vice president for Citibank.
For Citibank?
Yeah, I've since left and took an early retirement package. I have no desire to go into Manhattan anymore.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.